The Obama administration continues its endless barrage of outrages against our country and Constitution, and now they're suing Arizona. The illegal alien problem, with all its attendant crime and leeching of public money, is horrendous in the United States, and Arizona is part of ground zero, with Mexican drug wars raging at Arizona's border and even spilling over into the state. This administration, which has nothing but contempt for our Constitution, suddenly wants to use it to attack Arizona by claiming that immigration law enforcement is the exclusive domain of the federal government. All right, but what is the remedy when the federal government refuses, in dereliction of duty, to enforce America's immigration laws? I'm not aware of any real precedent for this particular situation. I know that former courts have upheld the Supremacy Clause, wherein the Constitution states that federal law is the supreme law of the land. So the government is suing Arizona for attempting to do what the government by law is supposed to do but won't do. This is like a bad joke, but it's deadly serious. This administration is hell-bent on eradicating our southern border. They are desperate to dilute our population with uneducated third-world aliens. They want to make them legal so they can create a permanent underclass of Democrat voters. These dictators in Washington, and that is exactly what they are, will stop at nothing to shoot down Arizona's immigration law, which mirrors federal law. The dictators know that if this law stands, there are other states lined up to pass similar legislation. I hope many states stand up and do it, too. We can't let the Obama administration destroy our country like this. We have to find a way to stop them. Hopefully, November will usher in some relief. The government is going to argue in their lawsuit that only at the federal level can immigration policies be set and enforced. As I said, that would be just fine if the feds would actually enforce our borders and keep the illegal aliens out of our country. A portion of the lawsuit states that a, quote, state may not establish its own immigration policy or enforce state laws in a manner that interferes with the federal immigration laws. The Constitution and the federal immigration laws do not permit the development of a patchwork of state and local immigration policies throughout the country, end quote. What patchwork? The Arizona law is the same as the federal law. The difference is in who is enforcing it. What is the answer here? This case will no doubt end up before the Supreme Court. Some constitutional experts will say that Washington has a good case, but I keep going back to the same question. If the federal government is in dereliction of duty regarding keeping our borders secure and illegal aliens out, then what can we do? Do we just lie down and let ourselves be overrun by hordes of criminal aliens at the whim of the evil rats in Washington? I don't think so. Arizona must convince the courts that the U.S. government has shunned its responsibility for protecting our country from foreign invasion. Not only has it shunned its duties, but it has encouraged the influx of illegal aliens by pandering to racist pro-illegal immigration groups like La Raza and LULAC. Arizona must win this case, or we're in worse trouble than we know. If Arizona loses this case at the highest level, I will know that we're very, very close to completely losing our country. We're on the brink as it is with this gang of hoods in Washington taking their hatchets to our Constitution and our freedoms. Oh, but here's one time they want to stand by the Constitution. What hypocrites they are. Let's pray hard for Arizona's victory when this case finally reaches the Supreme Court. I'm Gina Miller.